As we've been reporting, thousands of Haitians living in the Boston area are anxiously awaiting word from loved ones in Haiti following the devastating earthquake there yesterday. Linda Dorsina-Forey is one of two Haitian Americans serving in the Massachusetts House of Representatives. Her parents grew up in Haiti. She joins us this morning in our studios. Representative Dorsina-Forey, thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
You have relatives and friends in Haiti. We were talking about that just a moment ago off-air. Before we came on air, have you been able to reach any of them?
No, we have not. I mean, and I think that is the big thing in terms of communication. So landlines have been out. Some cell phones are working. And so some of our friends, you know, I have my aunt there, friends that are down there. And so we haven't been able to connect with them. But we have friends here who've been able to talk to some of their family members.
And so what are you hearing?
I mean, it is total devastation. The earthquake hit between 5 and 5:30. And then next thing you know, it's nighttime, right? So I think it's this morning, really, we're going to get a sense of what really happened in terms of the loss.
What do you fear?
I fear that, you know, it's the worst, but I hope that people will pray for Haiti and for people here and that, you know, we stay calm and really wait to hear, you know, in terms of what is it that we can do. And I feel confident that, you know, our government, President Obama through Secretary Clinton, will do all that they can in terms of providing resources to Haiti. But again, this is going to be tough.
More than 40,000 Haitians live in Massachusetts. It's a huge immigrant population. Give us a sense of what you think the concern is this morning among your friends, your relatives, and the other Haitians living in the community.
I mean, I would say that the sense is sadness. Here it is that Haiti has already experienced they have already had pre-existing issues like the four hurricanes that hit. And yet folks still haven't quite recovered from that. And to have this 7.0 earthquake hit Haiti is just a devastating blow. You know, Massachusetts has the third largest Haitian population, Miami outside of Miami.
In America.
In America, outside of Miami and New York, respectively. So we do have a lot of Haitian Americans here. My district is the 12th Suffolk District. So I have parts of Dorchester, Mattapan, High Park, and Milton, where there is a big concentration of Haitian Americans.
Governor Patrick issued a statement last night in which he said that Massachusetts will do what it can. What do you think Massachusetts can do? What do you think Bostonians can do?
I think we can do a lot. And I would say that what we want to do is kind of wait to see what is it that our government, you know, has figured out in terms of the direction and the need. You know, the other Haitian American elected here is Representative Marie St. Fleur. We came together and we formed the National Haitian American Elected Officials Network. There's about 21 Haitian Americans elected throughout the U.S., and we are actually having a call, a conference call this afternoon with the White House.
To do what, you hope?
To talk, I'm hoping, you know, to talk about, you know, what is the steps in terms of what is it that people can do. You know, there are great organizations currently working out of Haiti, but, you know, if the National Palace could collapse, I mean...
Which is one of the reports that the National Palace, along with thousands of other buildings, are down.
Are down. And it's not the whole thing that's down, because I did see pictures of it. So it's kind of like the top part caved in. And so if the National Palace could kind of cave in, I mean, you could just imagine, you know, these smaller homes and, you know, So,
Representative, I can't help but notice that you have in front of you your communication device and you're looking at email. I'm assuming that you're looking to see if you're getting any information this morning from Haiti. And I'm wondering what advice you have for the thousands of people here who are hoping for some word themselves.
And it's tough, right? Because there's a lot of us who have family there and friends there. And so I do say it's to remain calm. It's for us to see how is it that, you know, we can respond as Americans, Haiti being 600 miles from our shores, you know, so close to us, is that, you know, what is it that we can do? And Haitian Americans, I know, will step up and trying to really bring direction. But I think at this point, it's about understanding, you know, what is it that we can do to rebuild Haiti? You know, the Haitian people, they're a resilient people. And so, you know, although there's been all these tragedies and traumatic things that happened, they always seem to come out of it. And I think that now is the opportunity, you know, to try to rebuild.
State Representative Linda Dorsina-Forey of Boston, thank you very much. Thank you for coming in and good luck.
Thank you, Bob.